Hi guys, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show.
Woo! Yeah! Welcome to our second episode.
Yes, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you guys for joining us. We just got back from reading week. How was your reading week, Amanda?
It was really good for the most part. I feel like I wasn't as productive when it came to doing my work and studying. I remember, and I was talking to Zaina about this, when COVID was, like, at its peak with, like, the shutdowns and we were doing, like, online high school, I remember my dad always telling me, don't do work in your bedroom because that's the place where your brain has, like, processed as a place to study. A place to sleep.
Yeah. And, yeah.
So he's like, okay, find another room to do your work so you don't associate that with, like, a resting place. And I feel like because we do work in Waterloo, we go to school in Waterloo, when I go home, my brain processes going home back to Vaughan as that's my resting place. Like, I should calm down. I don't have to do school because I when I'm not busy on weekends, I'll go home, right?
Yeah. Yeah, weekends and, like, summer, we're there the whole summer when you don't really have schoolwork to
Christmas break,
yeah. I feel like that's so valid, and I'm honestly the same way. That's why I had to come back to Waterloo, like, a couple days early, because I knew, like, I was not going to be able to do work at home. It's also, like, our family's there, so we want to spend time with them, and, like, I don't know. It definitely is harder to, like, get into the groove of focus when I'm, like, so relaxed and, like, I want to pet my dog.
No, exactly. And I want to pet my bunny.
Yeah. Shout out Max. Shout out Lucky.
Yeah. When I go home, yeah, exactly. So it's a place that I want to relax. And during reading week, I have midterms when I come back. So it's not a place where I should be relaxing, but that's just how my brain has processed it.
Yeah, literally. And I feel like it used to be a lot easier. Maybe it's because, like, we had less work to do. But, like, in high school, I was able to do work in my room. But it's also, like, where else was I going to do it?
Exactly.
But now that we're, like, here in university and there's so many different places you study on campus and I'm so used to, like, leaving the apartment to go study. So it's, like, once you start that, you can't really, like, go back. And I feel like it also could, like, affect your sleeping in a way. Because if you're, like, studying in your room all day, then it's also harder to, like, then, like, turn it off and get into the relaxed state. You know what I mean? You have to keep them separate.
Yeah, exactly. The whole time. If I'm doing work in my room from 9 to 5, how am I supposed to just relax in my room?
Yeah, just out of nowhere. Just now I'm chill.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still gonna be thinking about it. I'm gonna be anxious.
Yeah.
During reading week, I had my half marathon.
Hey.
Zaina loves that soundboard.
I do.
It was really good. I've had a very injured hip since July, I think, since I, like, started getting more serious with the training. Well, in May, I guess. But one day in July, I was going for a run, and suddenly my hip started hurting. But I'm like, it's okay. I've experienced pains all the time. Like, I have, like, an injured ankle, whatever, knee. So I ran through it, and then the next day, I almost wasn't able to go to work because it was just I was just in so much pain. So I've been pushing through it, and I was so afraid that for my race I wouldn't be able to do it because my hip was hurting so much the day before that even. But I don't know, I think the adrenaline, I got to the race, I didn't get a cramp for the entire run, my hip didn't hurt for the entire run. I was going faster than I thought I was gonna go. Like, I was running a much faster pace than I even trained at. But yeah, it was such good vibes because, first of all, it's the biggest race in Canada because it's one of the qualifiers for the Boston Marathon, which is, like, the big marathon that marathon runners want to qualify for. So I was meeting people from Kenya, Ethiopia, like, all around the world that literally came to Canada to do this race. So there was 10,000 people, 5,000 doing the full marathon, 5,000 doing the half marathon. And there was so many people spectating, like, with, like, silly signs. There was a cheer team. There was a drumming team from Asia. God. Like, it was such good vibes. Like, the finish line, like, too. Like, it was so many people. So, yeah, it was good. My AirPods died at 6 kilometers out of 21.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, I'm so happy that they had music on the side, so I at least had something.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart of them.
But it wasn't my music. Like, I was busting down Drake, Travis Scott. it was, I think it was like halfway through Nice for What, and then my AirPod died. Oh, it was really upsetting.
What were they playing on the sidelines?
Oh, they're playing throwbacks, like Light It Up Like It's Dynamite. Oh,
okay.
Or like
okay.
Pitbull, oh, Fireball okay. was playing at one point. It was good.
That's so funny.
My dad is actually, like, I always call him an old man, but he is crazy fast because I was running with him, and I know if he listens to this, he's going to be like, I'm not even fast. But, like, he has to respect the fact that the man's, I think, 57 years old, and he was significantly faster than me. I was running beside him for the first bit of the race, and then he goes, okay, I'm going to go faster because I need to go to the bathroom. So he goes really fast. I don't see where he goes, and he goes to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then I'm running now significantly ahead of him because he's been using the bathroom, and I just see this man run by me. And so I'm behind him the whole race. And then towards the end, when I, like, there was, like, a hill, I started slowing down. He was going even faster. So he finished a kilometer and a half, like, ahead of me. And he didn't train much for this. But also, this is, like, his, like, sixth half marathon. But right. still.
But
like,
still, that's really impressive. I know. Yeah.
He was, like, shout out. There were people that were so genuinely, like old, like, 70, yeah. 80. And they were running fast.
Damn. But I guess it's just, like,
they've been doing this
it's a bit
life,
like a
right?
practice thing, you know? Yeah. Like, if you've done it before, like, you would have built bigger stamina, I guess. But that, wow, that's really cool.
And, yeah, I know. There was, like, some guy dribbling a basketball the entire race.
Wait,
I don't know
while
how he
was
that.
Running?
Yes.
No. No way.
Like, he was literally running and dribbling a basketball.
No way.
And, like, switching hands.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How, like, did it not, like, bump into people or something?
No, nah, bro, we had control.
Oh, my gosh.
There was another person running barefoot.
Oh.
There was someone wearing a Deadpool costume and running.
Oh. But oh, my gosh, next time you do it, you should wear a costume.
Oh, honestly, if it was colder, because it was cold when I started, but it was getting hot. The sun was, like, very much beaming. But if it was cold and I was wearing the winter, I would drip myself in a costume.
True.
There was... Oh, yeah, people underestimate, like, how much 20 kilometers is. Like, I literally ran from, I guess, like, Lakeshore, went down Lakeshore, like, in Scarborough, around the CN Tower. Like, it was so long. And I remember I posted on my Instagram story that I did, like, a half marathon. And these like, two guys that I, like, kind of know, not even that well, were, they were basically, like, saying, not saying it directly, but, like, if you could do, like, I bet I could do it, but it's like you don't understand how much training goes into.
Yeah,
it.
Like, you know what? I like to see you guys try.
I saw, like, after the race, during the race, people had to go on stretchers. There were ambulances everywhere. People were, like, throwing up. People were passing out. Mm. People were crying their eyes out. Like, it's so much on your body, and it's been, like, what, like, 3 days? My body's still so sore.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, like, aside from that, like, that day, you're, like, so exhausted, but you also have this, like, built-up exhaustion from training for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Also, my dad says a lot of, like, amateurs, like, biggest mistakes is because of the adrenaline at the beginning of the race, because there's people cheering, there's people running beside you, you go faster than you think you can actually go. And it's true, because I had to start slowing down, because I was going, like, I think, like, a whole minute faster than I would do each kilometer. Right. And then I was like, I need to slow down because by the time I get to, like...
Then you're going to, like...
I'm going to be so exhausted. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. They get too excited, they go too fast, and then they're not able to...
Yeah.
Continue. But anyways, enough about that.
Well, congrats.
Thanks, man.
On your race.
Thank you.
Don't listen to those two people who said they could probably do it.
Yeah.
Common man...
But there were
men love to diminish women's accomplishments.
But there was also a lot of positive men also. Being okay, like, that's that. But I didn't know you. Someone okay. said I didn't know you were. Good. I didn't know you were built like that.
That's beautiful.
I'm gonna do a 10K next, and it's called, like, the fastest 10K. It's down Yonge Street. Mm-hmm. It's, like, known as the fastest 10K in Canada because it's all slightly downhill. So what you would normally run a 10K at, you're probably gonna do 5 minutes faster.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. When are you gonna do that?
I think it's in spring.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
But yeah, I need to heal and do physio for first.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Go to the chiropractor. Okay, anyways.
I need to get my back cracked. I've been doing it myself. I, like, lean over in my chairs and crack my back. I need to get that sorted out. Anyways.
Okay, so me and Amanda were talking about this the other day. This is our next topic. Basically, we have noticed... With Taylor Swift as an example, I feel we have noticed that in the entertainment industry, it seems like, and not only it seems like, because a lot of artists have, like, said that they, like, have to do this, but basically they have to reinvent themselves every few years to, like, pray that they stay relevant, basically.
Yep.
Which is, I feel like I've noticed that, like, a lot of men in the entertainment industry, they don't really need to do that. Like, a lot of rappers are kind of, like, just consistent in, like, their persona or how they perform.
You, like, look at, like, Katy Perry or Lady Gaga. Like, every time they perform, they make it as extravagant as possible so people talk about them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you see, not disrespecting their music, I love Kendrick Lamar.
We love them.
I love Kanye's music.
Yeah.
But their performance is pretty surface level.
Like, they could just stand there and rap into the microphone, and that thing is packed.
Of course.
But, like, you know, like, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, you gotta do, like, 20 outfit changes, 20 backup dancers, you're, like, doing a whole choreo the whole time. Beyonce, like, same thing, to, like, get people there. And it's not like people wouldn't come otherwise, but you have to give them something to, like, talk about or something new to be excited for, which is, like, that could be exhausting.
Yeah, if you do a show and you want to do another show, if you're a woman, and we've seen this multiple times where they don't have maybe, like, as an extravagant show as, like, Lady Gaga or Katy Perry, people aren't probably going to tune in to the next one, you know? They need to have the media talking about how great their stage presence is, how great of a dancer they are.
Exactly.
In order for people to come back.
Exactly. And I think that's a little bit whack. But, like, it's cool too, because, you know, we get to see all these, like, cool things.
Of course.
But it's definitely an interesting difference to notice.
100%. How they have to keep reinventing themselves. Like, Taylor Swift, I don't even listen to her music, honestly. Like, I'm just saying this from, like, woman to woman. But she used to do country music.
Yeah.
And now she does, like, more, like, pop.
Like, pop.
Yeah, right? And me, and, Rihanna too. She used to do pop, and then she started switching to hip hop.
Yeah, like, you gotta jump around and you gotta change it or they won't listen, which is crazy.
You need to get new fans, even. Like, I'm sure some of Taylor Swift's older fans maybe don't even like her new music.
Yeah, and I feel like it's, like, it seems like it's just never enough. Because I just reinvented myself. Oh, I gotta do it again next year. Like, it's, you, to hold your space in the industry where there's so many men, you have to be doing crazy stuff, and you're always, like, people are always going to complain and be like, oh, but she didn't do this, or, oh, like, or they're just going to talk about, like, who she's dating, or, like, what she wore, and if her, like, private parts were visible, you know?
Oh my gosh, outfits are such a big deal as well. Like, look at the Met Gala. Men pull up in a black suit.
Boring.
Lame. No one's excited to see that.
No one.
But then if a woman wears a simple black dress the same way a man's wearing a simple black suit,
she would literally wear a dress.
Why is she showing up to Met Gala like
this
that?
This is disrespectful to Anna Wintour.
Yeah.
Like, they would literally drag her.
Yes.
And it's also, like, I've seen so many interviews, and this is so upsetting, but, like, they'll interview a female artist, and they'll just be asking her about her outfit, or they'll just be asking her who her boyfriend is, who she was rumored to have dated. And I've seen interviews where even Ariana Grande, she'll literally be like, stop asking about, like, who I'm dating.
Yeah.
Like, ask me about my music. Ask me about, like, me. Which is so upsetting. I would hate if I went to an interview, and I'm so excited to have someone who wants to hear about what I'm doing, and it's just about, like, a guy I'm associated with. May or may not be associated with. It could be a rumor.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of related, but it's, like, about acting. Mm-hmm. I was watching an interview with, when I think it was Infinity War came out, or one of the Avengers movies, but they were on a panel, you know, the guy who plays Captain America, guy who, like, Robbie Downey Jr., Chris Evans, all of them, and they were getting asked these really cool questions about their role, who inspires them, things like that. Then they got to Scarlett Johansson, and they go, how long did it take you to work out to fit into that outfit? Or, like, something along those lines. Like, what was your workout routine to get into, the outfit to play the role of Black Widow? And she literally says, why do they get asked all these cool questions that I get asked about my outfit, my workout
also,
routine?
Also, as if, like, Captain America doesn't have to work out to look how he looks.
Oh, my gosh,
you could have asked him that question, too.
Chris Evans and, oh, my God, Chris Hemsworth, as Thor, all of them get into these crazy shapes before changes their physique before they get the role. But all they do is ask her.
Yeah.
So, that was a lot. And even speaking of what you said about how artists always get asked about men, did you ever watch that interview, or not even an interview, but when Taylor Swift went on the Ellen show, and she goes, let's play, like, have you dated them or not?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that was the exact title of it, but she was showing photos of Taylor Swift with men, and Taylor Swift was, like, basically crying.
Oh, my God.
Saying, I don't want to do this game anymore. I don't want to do this game anymore. And then Ellen's saying, like, did you date this person? Did you not date this person? Like, flashing pictures of her with every, like, man she's been seen with, who could have just been a friend, could have been a manager, could have been an assistant.
And it's, like, I get why she could be emotional in that, like, moment, because who knows Ellen's motives? Like, she probably just wanted good gossip for her show.
Right.
But, like, it seems like Taylor Swift is getting, like, slut-shamed.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, it would feel like that.
Yeah, because it's, like, she's showing me with all these men and making fun of me, felt like, you know? Yeah.
Oh, and you were seen with him? Oh, and you were seen with this one? And, honestly, like, I think Taylor Swift has gotten a lot of that already, so she probably was just like, ah, again, like, now when I'm on the Ellen show.
Yeah, she probably was trying to have a good time on the Ellen show, because everyone does that and plays silly games. Yeah. And the game she was playing is, did you date this guy or did you not date this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of whatever games she plays.
And people will always be like, oh, like, you know, she's dated so many people and she'll always, like, write about them in a song. Like, I feel like people come for her for things that everyone does. Like, you're telling me a rapper hasn't been seen with 5 different women at least.
Oh, my gosh, and like, yeah.
Like, he's definitely, like, writing about women in his raps, just, like, in a different, like,
scenario, situation.
Yeah. And it's definitely, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she would only do it respectfully, you know?
Yeah.
Or not even like, oh, like, it's this person, like, go get them. Like, it's definitely not malicious to, like, get her fans to go get them, you know?
Yeah. And so it's become a running joke. Like, in Ginny and Georgia, they made a joke.
Yes, I remember that.
About, oh, you've dated more women than Taylor Swift. And then Kanye West in a song, Famous, he talks about how he made her famous and how she has been with all these men and how he's one of them. Who knows if that's true, but
I literally think it's just, like, an easy stab to take if you just don't like her or just want to, like, knock her down a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not just for Taylor Swift. Like, that's for, like, any woman, really.
Yeah, and like I said, like, I don't listen to Taylor Swift at all. Like, I cannot name you 5 of her recent songs in the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, her, I know, like, the classics. But, I, you know, I don't know anything that she's come out with. But, so, this is just me just speaking woman to woman.
Yeah, like if you're just, like, have basic, like, empathy to put yourself in her shoes, then it's like, damn.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. But going back off of us talking about how men don't have to reinvent themselves or anything like that, Drake has surpassed Michael Jackson in his, what is it, the most number one hits? Or
yeah, something like that.
First, which is most charted, I don't know.
I think it's, like, most, like, top 100 or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Which is, first of all, insane.
Crazy.
That's, like, I can't even really process that.
And he made a post. He's feeling nice. It says he tied with him. And then Drake goes, technically, sicko mode makes me pass him. But I guess we're not counting the future.
But I'll let it slide. Yeah. That's funny. He's a funny guy.
And then he started posting with, like, a Michael Jackson glove.
With the glove. Yeah.
The glittery glove. But, no, that's actually, it's so crazy that, like, do you think Drake is comparable at all to Michael Jackson? Like, what do you think about that? Because that's a whole debate right now.
Can I, like, think for a second? Yeah. That's a crazy question.
I was going to say, I think there's a lot of areas you cannot compare them in. For example, Michael Jackson, legendary dancer. Yeah. Drake cannot dance for his life.
Yeah, okay. Yes, exactly. I agree. And I also think you have to look at the time.
Yes.
Drake could get a stream if, like, someone was using it for a TikTok sound or something.
Yeah.
Like, social media, like a lot of people's music is just getting played so much more, you know? Like,
of course.
Even, like, YouTube, like, random stuff goes viral. It doesn't really have to be, like, and I'm not knocking Drake. We love Drake. But I feel like you kind of have to take it into consideration a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because Michael Jackson was huge. Like, around the world, everyone knows who Michael Jackson was. Maybe, like, they weren't able to, like, play his song on the radio 24/7 to, like, get the streams up. But, like, you know who he is. Like, that's a household name.
I think he is probably the most famous person of all time.
Yeah.
You say his name to anyone, any age, any demographic from anywhere around the world, any culture, at any time period, like now in this day and age, before we even passed away, you would know who Michael Jackson is. I cannot say the same thing for Drake.
Exactly. And I think it's still, like, obviously it's a crazy accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And he definitely, you could tell he's proud of himself.
Yes.
But I feel like, yeah, you can't take it as a gauge of how much space Drake holds in the world compared to Michael Jackson. You can't.
Yes.
Because it's, like, it's just like, what if we started making music now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get huge. But in the future, there's some way to, like, listen, like, with your eyes or something. Like, some crazy new technology.
Yeah.
And then they would have more streams on that than us. But, like, we still could have been bigger.
TikTok is huge for making, like, random songs super viral.
Yeah.
If you scroll on Instagram now, you could add audios to
posts. Yeah, anywhere. Literally, that's so true. Like, any social media app you go on now, if you post something, you could add a Drake song.
Of course. Snapchat, anything like that. So, obviously, I feel like he's going to have more streams. Like, where were you streaming Michael Jackson? You weren't. You were buying his CDs. You were buying his vinyls.
Like, records. Yeah.
So, but if you watch the stadiums when he was performing, you see the audience. They were dropping to the ground.
Yeah.
They were crying their eyes out. I don't see
and that. And, like 10,000 people outside his door just because they heard he was at his hotel.
Yes. Like, oh, yeah, the videos.
Just to, like, get a glimpse of his hand out the window or something.
The one video where he just poses on the stage and then women just drop to the ground unconscious on stretchers is so funny. But it's true.
That's the MJ effect.
That's what I was going to say. Like, that's the effect of Michael Jackson. You can't, you cannot deny the power he held when he was alive. And even, I think, now still, but. Obviously, when he was alive. If he lived longer, too.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when did he die? Like, what age was he? Youngish, right?
Yeah, he wasn't that old.
I'm pretty sure it was, like, pretty young. Like, for the age of, like, us. Like,
wasn't he, like, 50?
Yeah,
60?
That could be wrong, but I think you're right.
Should I look it up right now? Quickly?
Yeah. She's going to quickly look it up. But...
I remember it was 2009. That's all I remember. But
I don't know. How do you know the year? This seems so
rough
recent.
Day.
She was six.
Yeah. And because my whole family liked him so much, like, especially my dad, like, he was like, it's a sad day today. And we just, like, mourned.
Aw. Remember that trend where people would say someone's favorite celebrity dying and they would get their parents' reactions?
Oh, that was, like, my dad's, like fell to the floor. Like, that's that.
Oh, but it was real. That's the sad part. It wasn't even...
Yeah, it wasn't even a prank.
Aw. So how old is he? Zana's really slow with Googling things, by the way.
I'm really bad at searching things.
Sometimes she'll ask me, Amanda, how do I search this?
Like, and it sounds, like, so stupid, but, like, oh, yeah, he was 50.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
he
was
young. He was young.
Yeah, it sounds so stupid, but... I, like, don't know how to search it in the way where what I think in my brain, I sort of will type exactly that into my phone. Mm. But, like, when you're, like, doing a search engine, you just have to say, like, Michael Jackson age of death or something. But I'll be like, when Michael Jackson died, like, what was his age when he died? And I'll, like, keep going.
She'll be like, what was the name of that one song?
Yeah, like, hey, Google, like, what is that, like, one thing from, like, a year ago that I, like, thought of as if it, like, knows?
Oh, my God. You know what's it's so wholesome is how Drake has been including his son in music
Yeah. Newest up-and-coming artist.
Adonis.
Guys, keep your eyes out. I think that is really cute because it's, like, then they just get to spend time together, too, doing that, you know?
And
doing
then Drake
what they
was
both
in the music
enjoy,
video.
Maybe?
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. Like, that one, he has a music video out, Adonis Freestyle. Don't talk to my man
don't
like
talk
that.
To my man like that.
Is that the name of it, even? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's, like, don't talk to my man. Anyways, it's his freestyle. A little 6 year. First of all, the fact that a six-year-old, I know, obviously, he's not a lyrical genius. He's 6 years old. But the fact that he was able to stay on beat... And be able to...
Yeah.
I just think it's a little bit impressive, a little.
Yeah,
you know?
I still think it's impressive. Because, like, it's also, like, a confidence thing.
Yeah.
Like, at that age, I feel like I would have been shy, you know? Like, my dad would always try to get me to freestyle with him, and I would be shy.
Wait, how do I get you to freestyle with him? Freestyle right now.
No. Maybe episode 3.
To Tune in episode 3. Zeta will freestyle.
Yeah, just the whole album. No, but yeah, and, like, even in the music video, like, he's got his shades on. Like, there's a certain, like, confidence that's, like, adorable, and it is impressive.
It is. And I think, honestly, he will continue. I think he will be an artist one day.
Something. Like, he's definitely, to do that, it's, like, it's still a performance, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're making a music video, if you're doing a rap, even if the lyrics are not that difficult, like, you're still performing in a way. So if he likes that, then.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that would be very wholesome.
Should we manage him? Should be his manager.
Crazy person to manage. It's just, I'm so excited to see celebrities' children when they're older, like Kim Kardashian.
Oh my gosh, Stormy.
Mm-hmm. I love how we both thought that.
We love Stormy.
Stan Stormy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I always think that. Or like Chicago. Chicago is definitely gonna be so cool.
Watch him not be. But no, I fully agree. Like all these people. Celebrities that are our day and age and our era, imagine their children.
Yeah.
For all, when we have kids, they'll be their celebrities.
Oh my gosh, that's
their
so true.
They're Nepo baby celebrities.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's honestly pretty cool. That family is huge. There's going to be a lot.
Oh, like the Kardashians and Jenners? Yeah. How many kids are right now? I can't keep track.
Yeah. I feel like, okay. Like, under 5 or what? Like, the young one?
I don't know. All I know is, like...
There's North. Okay, let's go by his sister.
Okay.
No, should we not? Or should we?
You should.
Okay. Under Kim, there's North. Saint.
Oh, I forgot about Saint.
Psalm, which is the youngest boy.
Oh, okay.
Chicago. So she's got 4.
I thought she literally had 3. I didn't realize there was...
Yeah.
I forgot about Saint.
2 boys, yeah. 2 girls.
Okay.
So then, Courtney, she has Penelope, Rain, and Mason. And then they're also having another baby with Travis Barker.
Oh.
So that's, like, a fourth one now?
Yeah, it's a fourth one.
And then Kylie has 2.
Yeah. Wolf?
Chloe has 2.
They changed Wolf to Air.
Oh, yeah, they changed it to Air. Stormy and Air. That's pretty cool, though.
It is. Wolf was such
okay,
a
Okay,
Wolf
bad was really scary. Air, I could get behind it.
I am behind Air. Stormy and Air, I am behind
vibes.
It. I'm fully behind it. I was not behind Wolf.
No.
That was outrageous.
Absolutely not. Who came up with that? Yeah, but I do really like earthy names.
I do, too, actually.
Yeah. And then Chloe has 2.
I think they're good parents because they don't, like, market off their children. Yeah. Which they could easily do and make a lot of money. Like, look at the Ace family. That annoys me so much. I hate family channels like that. Because also, first of all, your kid's entire life is on the internet forever.
Yeah, like, I think a family channel could be cute if maybe it's, like, mostly you and your husband and it's, like, what you're doing for your kids or something. But just putting a camera in front of your kid, like, 6 hours a day and then putting it on the internet where, like, so many strangers are gonna see, it could be scary. I don't know.
It's not even just, I get it if you're just recording your kid being cute or, like, a fun family day to Disney, but they will record their children getting, like, yelled at and lectured and things like that. Like, I remember this one family channel. Who's the
Are you talking about 8 Passengers? Yes. Okay, that family channel is horrible.
But even before anything came out, just she would put a camera in their face and just be like, what lesson have you learned today when I yelled at you? Like, why are you putting that on the internet, bro?
I know.
Horrible. Now, obviously, things have come out. We don't have to get into it where there is abuse with the children. But even before that, I already, like, could tell something was up. Because why are you pushing that?
Also, another thing is, do you remember when you were little and you would tell your mom some story and then she'd go and, like, tell your family thinking it was, like, some silly thing, but then you're so embarrassed?
Yes.
Like, if you, I don't know. I can't think of something. Like, you got car sick and you threw up in the car or something. And then, like, your mom goes and, like, oh my god, like, Zayna, the other day, like, she, like, threw up. It was adorable. And I would, like, want to cry. So imagine that, but now it's on YouTube.
I know.
And you're getting, like, 2 million views.
Oh my gosh. I know exactly what you're talking about. But, yeah, even the safety factor. I watched this video where, because obviously AI, it's a big thing now. It's crazy. The advancements are crazy, but... that they were showing to a family who constantly posts their daughter every day. Some like guys trying to show a lesson. They took an AI generative version of her, and it was like her voice saying, "Mom, Dad, I'm being kidnapped. Send money for, like, ransom."
Oh my gosh.
It was just showing to, like, the family, like, a lesson almost, just saying, this is us doing this to prove to you, but people could genuinely do this. It was taking her face, like a deep fake almost.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, if you post your kids so much, like, it is dangerous, realistically. Yeah. And there's predators on the internet, and if your kid has a public image and a public Instagram at 3 years old, they could message your kid on Instagram.
Yeah, or, like, even, like kidnapping because they know you have money.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything is so, like, with technology these days, like, people have to be so careful.
It's terrifying.
And it's terrifying that, like, kids who are 5 years old are getting phones.
Yes. Because
they don't know, like, all the things that they should be worried about in the world. And you're giving them this thing where it's, like, all the information in the world, basically, is in your hands. Like, you could search up anything, you could contact anyone, and that's kind of scary.
It is. There's this whole account on YouTube. I don't know if it's YouTube or, like, Netflix, but I've seen clips on YouTube, so that's how I know, where they put fake online personas pretending to be 13-year-old girls or 12-year-old girls to catch predators.
Right. I think I've seen that, yeah.
So, this one woman, she cries every time she does it, but she knows this for the better, but she, like, generates her face to look younger, and then she goes on phone calls with them and, like, does a female voice, like, a little girl voice. And she goes on video calls. Like, there's been times where she had to FaceTime them, and she, like, shows the corner of her face, and she would cry afterwards because of how, like, disgusted she is. But she's a grown woman pretending to be a 13-year-old girl. Imagine actual 12, 11, 10-year-old girls.
Oh, my gosh. And that's another thing. Like, how about, like catfish accounts like that?
Yeah.
With, like, AI and all that stuff, it could be so much easier to trick people now.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, how do you know if that person is not a real person if, like, you could see their voice in a video and it's, like, AI made, but, like, we don't really know that because they sound so real nowadays.
I know. I always see those clips where it's, like, not your, it's saying your child's been kidnapped or whatever, and it's your child's voice, but it's not actually your child. It's just an AI.
Crazy.
It is. I was reading it on a, like, a sillier note, but still talk about AI. I was reading an article for one of my classes. Some guy used AI to keep curating his dating profile on, like, OkCupid. It's like some dating profile I've never heard of.
Yeah.
To get more women, because he wasn't getting any.
No.
So he would, like, it, like, scanned all the profiles on that platform, and then, like, he would get, like, results back being like, these people like it when a guy's Christian, these people like it if a guy's 6 feet, things like that. So then he would just, like, you think the AI made his profile just so he could get more women to talk to him?
That's kind of respectable.
Like, I respect the grind, honestly. I respect that.
He put in the effort.
He did, but when you see him in person, he's not what you described. Unless they just never go in person.
She's like, the girl's like, oh, so, like, how is it being part of, like, that club?
Or, yeah.
Like, and then he's like, what?
Yeah, that's exactly it, because it would change depending on the person he was talking to fit what they wanted.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Like, it would be, like, or not the person, but, like, if he had, like, a
demographic.
Groups. Yeah, like, demographics. So he would have, like, 7 different profiles, and then, like, one would be for this demographic, one would be for this demographic. So he'd probably, like, forget, like, oh, I'm supposed to be, like, an athlete, but I actually...
Oh, wait, I didn't know this was one of the theater kid groups. Oh, that's so funny.
Love that for him. No, I don't, but... I was also... One of the other articles I had to read for the same course was talking about how the taller a man is, the more he rounds up his height. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, like, yeah, you know what? I feel like that kind of makes sense, because if you're, like, above average, it gives you the confidence to do that.
Because
if I was, like 5'8", you can't say you're 6 foot.
Right.
They'll notice.
Right.
But if I'm 6 foot, and if I'm 6'2", and I say I'm, like, 6'4", 6'5", people won't notice as much, because you're just tall.
Exactly. When you put it like that, because exactly, if I'm saying... Hey, if I'm a 5'2 man and I'm telling people I'm 5'8",
if you're a 5'2 man and you say you're 5'4", people will, like, not believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the difference. But yeah, you're right. If you're, like, 6'4" and you say you're 6'9", honestly, probably people are gonna fall for it.
Like, I believe it. What am I gonna do? Whip out a measuring tape? Yeah. I don't know. Like, okay, I'll trust you, I guess.
That's so funny.
Segueing to our next topic. We noticed something about ourselves, Amanda and I, and it's pretty silly, but also sometimes time-consuming, because we will basically, like, get addicted to, like, random pastimes or, like... Like, okay, for example, foosball. Mm-hmm. We now can't go a single day, like, and our roommates included. We can't go a single day without playing at least, like, 4 rounds of foosball.
Minimum.
That's, like, minimum.
Like, it's, like, 2 hours a day. Like, honestly. If you tally up the time in between, oh, my God, it's, like, 2 hours.
And, like, the way our brains work, like, if... We start, like, thinking about something or, like, really enjoying something, like, we will want to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, me with crocheting, like, I think about crocheting, like, like 5 hours a day. I kid you not. I'm, like, writing my essays, but I'm thinking about, like, what I'm going to crochet later.
I was about to say, even, like, sometimes I get addicted to, like, certain types of foods.
Oh, true.
So, like, right now, because I haven't had the season a bit, so yeah. It's gonna come back. And I've been thinking all day, like yesterday too, but I didn't end up getting it, that in this podcast this whole time I've been here, I've been thinking about bagel disease.
Yeah.
And I will be getting it later.
And it's so funny because it'll be such a random thing where it's not, like, sometimes it's not even a thing that's, like, that good or that cool, but we'll just be like, oh, like, thinking about it, like, all day. And even, like...
Cupcake 2048.
Okay, yeah, Cupcake 2048, it's, like... It's what it sounds like. It's that, you know, the game 2048 where you'd, like, add the squares together? It's that, but with cupcakes. And we play that, like, a lot.
I was playing in class today.
Yeah, and I will tomorrow. And I played it last night.
Oh, that's so good.
It's really funny.
And we just downloaded Roblox.
That might be the next thing.
It definitely is, because you know how many games are on there?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, Roblox is not just one game. There's games in
it's
Roblox.
It's endless possibilities. Oh I'm already getting it. It's dangerous. And also, like, okay, like, dabbing, like, last year, we decided to bring back the dab.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we still do it today.
Yeah, I support it.
Like, we still dab, like, once a day, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time where we, like, first started bringing it back, we decided to make, like, new different kinds of dabs.
Like,
positions to put your arms so it's, like, you know, spin-off of the dab.
Yeah.
And we made, like, on a notes app, I think it was, like, 40 different ones that we made. And we would perform them for people.
I was about to say, there was this one person that we were not close. We were at... one of our friends' house, and they had mutual friends over. Yeah. So everyone was, stepped outside for a second. So it was me, Zayna, and this guy that we didn't know. We just knew him through mutual friends. We didn't know what to talk about. So we showed him, like, 20 different types of dabs.
Yeah. We were like, we don't want it to be awkward. So we were like, instead, we have to come up with something to talk about. And then we were just like, do you want to see us do all of our dabs that we made up? And we just, like, stand up
and we're like,
doing
you
it.
Try. He didn't.
He didn't. He definitely didn't enjoy it. But it's all that we could think about because it was all that was in our head.
You're so right. Like, we're like, what would be the thing to do? Dabbing.
Yeah, it's like emoting. And one of the, like, main emotes in our brains loaded was dabbing.
Silly was another big one. Like, I still say silly all the time, but there was a point where it was so excessive.
Yeah, also with words, we use them way too much. I feel like for me right now, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I use beautiful. It a lot. I say everything is beautiful. Amanda, what do you want to talk about?
I was scrolling through TikTok on this break, like, really quickly, because something came up. My for you page. And... I keep seeing people talking about the millennial pause. You know? You know when you, like...
Yeah.
You know when you film a TikTok, how there's audio in the back, and then you do, like... I don't know how to explain it. Like, they're just, like, they don't have rhythm, and they don't understand technology well. But, anyways, aside from that, I keep seeing millennials posting, like, me when Gen Z tries to get rid of coffee.
Like, what? Who is trying to get rid of coffee?
I don't know.
Also, I feel like millennials always try to come for us.
Yeah.
Wait, but maybe
We come for them, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, maybe we did it first. Okay, never mind.
There was this one where she goes, they could take away our skinny jeans, but they cannot take away our iced coffee. Who's taking away iced coffee? We're being saying we're both drinking iced coffee right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. That's actually really funny. But, you know, I saw, like, I've never thought about this until the other day, but I thought, like, I had a realization that we're gonna be the millennial, generations soon. Because I saw this video on TikTok, and it was like, what's the next one?
Gen Alpha.
It was like Gen Alpha making fun of Gen Z.
Wait, is it Alpha?
I think you're right. Yeah, it was Alpha. It was like Gen Alpha making fun of Gen Z in like a few years. And then they were being like, oh, like Doja Cat is so mother. Like, that was so slay. Oh, I'm like dripped out. And they're like making fun of like what we say, which is like, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. I also saw my For You page. It was some edited video by one of the Gen Alpha kids.
Yeah.
And the comments, it was like, it was not funny to us, but the Gen Alpha kids were laughing in the comments. And then the Gen Z kids were going, holy crap, it's already happening. Like, we're already not understanding their humor.
No. And I do feel like that sometimes, because even when I talk to, like, my younger cousins and I'll, like, make a joke, like, I feel sometimes like an aunt. Like, I really do. Like, I'm, like, thinking, like, what can I say to, like, relate to them? Like, what pop culture is, like, would they know?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and then, like, say some random, like, niche meme that is only with people their age, and they'll be, like, referring to it, and I'm like, wow, like, are we getting old?
Yeah, it was a video. The one I saw, it was, like, a box spinning. It was, like, a weird edit of a box spinning. And then there was a cat face beside the box that was also spinning.
Okay.
So
I kind of laugh at that.
Yeah. I giggled, but I was like, what is this? And then when you go on the sound, there were so many of those videos.
Oh my gosh, it's like a thing.
It was like a trend, right? And then the comments were just others, just Gen Z, like, just like me, being confused, saying, wait, what is going on? It's already starting.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I also feel like new apps coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I'll, like, ask my younger cousins or something, like, how to use an app. Even, okay, I never really use Pinterest much.
Mm.
And I, like, Pinterest is an our age thing. But still, for some reason, I couldn't, like, operate the buttons. Like, I couldn't figure out how to make a board. And so I had to ask my younger sister, and she's, like, 12. And she's like, it's so simple. You just do this. And I kept accidentally, like, saving things to my camera roll.
I was gonna say, do you think some of the social media apps we use now will be used with Gen Alpha? Or do you think there'll be new ones? Like, Threads is already a new one. But I'm saying, like, do you think Instagram is going to be as big as it is for our generation for the next one, the one after that, like, in 20 years?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I don't know about 20 years, but I think it's definitely going to be more of a smoother transition than, for example, like, Facebook for us. Like, how we see Facebook.
Right.
That's, like, only for work. Or, like, only for...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not just, like, on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I feel like because kids are getting social media younger, like, even though they're maybe a lot younger than us, they have Instagram, too, already.
Right.
You know?
Right. That makes sense.
Like, the gap is not as large, I feel like. Because, like, the internet, like, it's already such a thing in everyone's lives, even younger kids.
Yeah.
So, does that make sense?
It does. Because they already have accounts and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Like my little brother is 6 years old, and he'll, like, sing TikTok sounds. So, he's probably going to keep using TikTok, as we are, too.
TikTok is, I think, is honestly going to last for a very long time. Like, it is so
whether
big.
You like it or not.
Yeah, like, even YouTube, honestly, even though YouTube may be not as big as it used to be in terms of the content creation, I just think, like, that's where you go to watch music videos, you know? Like, maybe you won't watch creators as much on YouTube. It's just going to exist for things like that.
Yeah, and also, I feel like now, because it's used for business so much, people, like, if you think about people like Keenan and JC, like, YouTubers like that who are, like, OG YouTubers, like, since the beginning, they're still doing it now because they've built this business from it. It's their career. It's not, like, a just for fun, like, let me get on MySpace just for fun. Like, it's your career.
Yeah.
So I feel like because of that, it's going to stay around longer. Like, everything that we have now is going to stay around longer.
Yeah.
Because there's people who fully make their income from Instagram.
Yeah, I agree. But, okay, this might be a very Gen Z thing to say that Gen Alpha will make fun of. But I feel like we were more loyal to content creators when we were growing up than they are to content creators. So, for example, do you remember Alex French?
Yeah.
She was huge. People were saying, oh, she's going to pass Charlie D'Amelio on TikTok and things like that. And then suddenly I saw her post a TikTok saying, POV, you're a 2020 content creator that no one watches anymore.
Yeah, I think I saw that one too.
And then you go on her account and she still has like, what, like 5 million followers, but all her TikToks have like less views than like 1,000 views.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy that you could just go in and out like that.
You're so right, because you, like, back in the day, whoever YouTuber you liked, like, you're, like, that's, you're
I'm
riding
still loyal
for them.
To my
like,
YouTubers.
Even, like, Cody Ko, yeah. I watched him yesterday. I watch him every day, and I've watched him since I was however old.
I've been watching the Sidemen for 10 years. Exactly. I still watch them every
and
day.
And it's because you literally, you get attached to them. I feel like generations who are only using social media platforms like TikTok, where it's harder to build, like, you're not really looking at them for their personality most of the time, because first of all, it's a 7-second video.
Yeah.
How do I have time to get attached to you, really? Yes. And then I'm swiping. Like, it's like, we're zombies now. I can only pay attention to you for 7 minutes, then it's get the next person on my screen. So because of that, there's no loyalty. And so, like, you don't really care if they, like, fall off the face of the earth.
It is, you're so right. Because I will still see TikToks of people saying, I miss the Dolan twins.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
People that we watched. I don't think, if Charli D'Amelio stopped making videos, I don't think that's going to personally impact anyone.
Yeah.
But I feel such a connection.
No offense.
No. Like, for Kian and JC, Kian just had his baby. I got emotional.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm so, attached. Obviously, not in a parasocial relationship way. Like it's different. It's just, like we watch your favorite show and a character dies,
it's
you know?
It's so valid. And it's because I think it's more normal to be attached to them than not. Because that is a real person. And they're letting you into their life for however many minutes it is. Not just, like, 5 seconds on a screen.
Yeah.
Like, you grow up with them a little bit over the years. So you're gonna be attached to them. But if I just see 200 people on my screen in a span of whatever, like, our brains can't process that many options. It's the same, like with dating apps, like, you can't process that many options.
Yeah.
You can't get attached to all those
people. You're so right. Yeah, I see this trend where, like, you know the fine line by hairstyles? We'll be a fine line, we'll be all right. So I was, like, scrolling, and I saw one, like, of the Sidemen. And it was, like, a picture of them now, and most of them are more almost 30, like, most of them are, like, 28, 29. And then you swipe, and it was them, like, when they were 18 and 90, because they've been doing it for 10 years. And that literally made me so emotional, just because I've been, you know, like, you've watched these people, you grow up with them.
Yeah, I fully agree
that.
Wow, yeah. Damn, that's kind of sad when you think about it, how, like next generations, like, it's going to be harder for them to, like, I don't know. Because I feel like YouTube, it's more, like, people who are already there are still using it, but so many people just, like, get on TikTok to get a quick bag, or, like, you'll the way that your followers will rise will be, like, instant.
I went viral on TikTok.
Yeah,
like, exactly. For what? I got 12 million views and an article written about me on, like, one of my TikToks.
True, that's a true story.
For what? Like, I sat in my room and made a TikTok, and it went viral. And then I started just posting, like, other videos after that, and because it was all around the same time and people were following me at this point.
Yeah, you have, like, traction.
I had, like, traction.
Yeah.
All of these videos that I was posting were getting a million or close to a million views for like, nothing. Like, literally nothing. And I didn't mean to do it or anything like that. So people who are, like, actively seeking traction, and then they keep posting videos that they know are going to go viral, you could easily go viral on TikTok.
Yeah, that's so true.
And you can make money. Like, I know the creator fund. Some content creator, not, like, a smaller content creator, but he had, like, 60, 70K.
Oh, wow.
He messaged me being, like, you should apply for the creator fund. And I was like, what is going on here? I'm not ready for this life. I was, like, going to bed, like, scared. I was like, I wasn't ready for this.
That's so funny. Yeah, it is so crazy. It's so crazy how you can quickly become, like, your life can quickly become so accessible to so many people, and then just as fast, it could be taken away.
Yes.
Like, cancel culture,
just
as fast, you could be literally kicked off of whatever space you were on.
It's also, it's interesting how people pick and choose, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who they cancel and who they keep watching. I don't know.
It's almost like, for some people, it's almost like a pastime where they just see, like, who has the most people hating on someone, like, in that time, and you just jump on the bandwagon.
And then they'll make a video, like, a week later, everyone just forgave them, like, out of nowhere. Like, it's just interesting.
Yeah, it's like, it's very surface level.
Yeah.
It's not, like, because you're really not connected to them, so you don't care about them, you don't care what you're saying behind a screen, which obviously, like, hate comments have always been a thing, but I just feel like cancel culture, it's such a big force. It's almost too big.
Yes.
Because I feel like it also leads to people just being ingenuine a little bit on the internet because you're so scared that, like, you're going to offend one group, which I get it. Like, I get people getting canceled for things where they offend people or they hurt a group of people. It fully makes sense. But realistically, you're walking by a bunch of people, they probably have made similar mistakes in the past. So it's like,
yeah,
who are you to strip their career away from them on the internet? But you're not going to, like, act like that if people are saying things in real life. Do you know what I mean?
It's I was watching, one of the Simon was going live, and people were saying, why don't you do Cards Against Humanity videos anymore? Yeah. And he goes, it's a different time, guys. Exactly. I can't make videos like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So.
I was even watching Glee.
Yeah.
And the jokes they make in that show, it would not stand today.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. It's just different.
Yeah, it's different.
And obviously, like, some people deserve to get canceled. Definitely. Like definitely. If you are straight up racist or homophobic or sexist or whatever it is, you deserve it. But I'm saying, like, those people that just, they may have genuinely made a mistake, and people,
you guys have to accept that people just don't know things sometimes.
Yeah.
And they could learn, and they could grow, and they could change. So for you kind of, like, taking away their humanity, like, you giving them death threats, like, all these things, it's counterproductive. It's not gonna teach someone. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they'll just keep making the same mistake and not understand why they were canceled. I don't know.
Jenna Marbles got, like, driven off the internet, and everyone wants her back. Yeah. But she got driven off the internet.
Y'all like to pick and choose.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna...
Yeah, I think we'll wrap it up now.
Thank you guys so much for watching, and we hope to see you
next week.